Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to the Concierge Coaches Show with Bruce Cameron and Cindy DeFerdinand, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hey, everybody. Good afternoon. Bruce Cameron, along with Cindy DeFerdinand, coming at you again with the Concierge Coaches Show here on LA Talk Radio. Good afternoon. So today, what we want to do is talk about some of the methodologies of life coaching and executive coaching. And we're going to first start with a common variety of coaching in the business world. I guess we'll call it transition coaching. Cindy, what you got on that?
I think it's a major focus in the field of coaching, and a lot of coaches specialize in transition coaching, although all coaches will deal with it in one variety or another. So we just wanted to kind of talk to our audience today about how much a coach can assist you when you have a major transition in life going on. Now, this may be in the professional side of your life, where maybe you're transitioning from one job to another. Maybe you've been displaced out of a job unexpectedly. Or maybe it's a different area of your life where it has to do with a lifestyle change, maybe the ending of a relationship, maybe a move, the beginning of a family, things that really make a big pivotal turn in your life, and making sure that you have somebody to partner with you along that journey to make sure you're looking at both sides, looking full picture, not making rash decisions that maybe you'll regret 6 months down the road. So this is an area, as I teach new students who are getting certified as life coaches, going out and starting their careers, lots of coaches will emphasize a practice in transition coaching, but all of us as coaches help assist people in kind of, I called it earlier, Bruce and I were talking, and, you know, jumping from one rock to the other. And Bruce, I think you said, you know, making sure you look down both sides of the street before you cross. You know, it's making thoughtful decisions and planning thoughtful courses of action so you don't end up surprised with a mistake later. Not that you can't do it over, but, you know, it usually takes more resources and time. So a coach can really, really be of value. So if you're sitting out there listening to us today and you're saying, you know, I'm about to make this major decision, you may want to knock on a coach's door and get some support and taking a look at big picture while you're doing it.
Exactly. It helps to have that third person with you, or third person point of view anyway, with you, to really kind of look at things more objectively. Sometimes when you're making that switch, you know, you may be making the switch for a good reason, but there also may be some very subjective, not so good reasons for making that switch in employment. So again, having a coach with you ride through some of those things is really important. I am one of my clients, Cindy, is a woman who is in a similar situation. She's in transition. And earlier this week, we had our session, and I had remembered from her, she's trying to rebrand herself and you know, going through her LinkedIn and looking at her skill sets and those things. But one of the things that I remembered her saying to me early on was how important the culture was to her, the culture of the workplace. A supportive work environment, supportive coworkers. You know, she had some other things about a global focus and international markets and some of the more things that were in tune with her prior work engagements. But wow. And she's like, oh, my gosh, I forgot about that. And I'm like, yeah. So maybe as she begins that search, you know, look for places where she can resonate in the environment
where she fits in.
Yeah.
Right. Where she fits in, right? If we take it, let's start with just kind of rolling into the professional side of somebody's life. you know, before, say it's a voluntary choice. Let's say we're talking about, you know, individual A, and they have been in long-term in a field or in a position corporately, and they are making a decision to leave, to seek out, you know, another position or other opportunities, or maybe potentially to start their own business. Typically, this isn't something that you would jump into lightly. You know, usually it's recommended if you start a business, start it on the side, make sure it's something you're enjoying, it's making money before you make the change. A lot of times, what happens is people become unhappy in a job situation for any number of reasons, as you know, Bruce. And maybe it's a personality conflict. Maybe it's a new management. Maybe the company was sold. And so they go into that, I don't think I can take it kind of mode. You know, I need to get out. And what happens if you jump before you get some coaching or really think it through and give yourself enough time is, you know, you don't want to have to recover from a bad choice, right? You don't want to be too hasty. And the coaching process in and of itself is asking questions for you to find your answers. But what it does is clarify things. It just sort of sorts through the rubble until you find some clarity. And the process of coaching can really, I think, help you make sound choices and also help you prevent you from making bad choices. But what about the employee who's been with the company a long time, highly compensated, and now they're getting displaced for various reasons? That can be very startling, very abrupt, and it's hard to find your grounding. And so seeking out a coach can be really, really helpful for you to sort through something that was unexpected and abrupt in your life professionally.
Right. I mean, sometimes it takes perhaps even more than one person in this quote-unquote transition team. For instance, there might be more of a, let's call them like a more HR headhunter person involved with the rebranding, managing of LinkedIn, managing of talking points, managing of interview stuff. And man, that it almost looks like coaching, right? But at the same time, like what I did in this other case, I just came on with the coaching techniques about just, hey, do you remember when you said this about the culture? What was your, you know, what was that a goal for you? And like, oh my gosh, that was a huge goal for me. I didn't even know that. Yes, of course. You know what I mean? And
Right. Helps them remember what's important.
So it's really cool because once again, I am left focusing on the coaching techniques and not trying to be
solving it for them.
Yeah, solving the problem, right?
It's not like you're just, you know, sometimes people will get displaced from a position willingly or not willingly, and then of course they do. They go to a headhunter, or they go to some placement services, or they go to some training, and you know, and then basically people are, you know, supporting them and telling them what to do. But the coaching relationship is about, you know, a coach, I'm helping you discover what your priorities are, what your values are. What's your why? What do you want moving forward? Why do you want it? What do we got to do to get you there? And really uncovering, you know, like you said, Bruce, where, you know, somebody forgets something is important because they're caught up in the stress of the cycle. You know, sometimes that I got to get out of here before I crack is pretty motivating, and people don't always think through their options. And so we don't want somebody to move too quickly out of a position willingly, if it's something that they can be trained up for, or a situation that can be resolved, if it's an interpersonal conflict. You know, sometimes solving the job situation or problem, if you will, is a better way to roll than looking for another job. And a lot of times people will quit and look for another job. And so a coach can maybe dig a little deeper, get it, you know, kind of that one layer below, and get somebody really digging deep inside and saying, well, maybe there's another way to take a look at this situation.
Yeah, I think that's a good point. Another thing that I'm kind of tasked with is that time is not my friend. In other words, we don't have a lot of time to contemplate our navel and come up with great grand plans, because usually this person, their last day of work is X, and they need to, depending on their parachute, right, and how big their severance was, we need to kind of get on it. I mean, they need they need to be making some pretty good overtures. The interviews they need to be going on are pretty much where they wanted to be, or pretty doggone close to it. So we don't have time for fluff or any feel-good types of stuff. I mean, we got to hit the ground running. So that is another element, Cindy, that I find that I'm up time. Against. Is there is a little bit of a time crunch in terms of being able to reassert, you know, into a new position fairly soon.
Right, especially if they have been displaced unwillingly, you know, laid off, let go, fired, downsized. I mean, a severance package, if they've been on the job a long time, I mean, depending on their own personal resources or savings account, the time is ticking. And, you know, it does take a little bit longer nowadays to source a new position than it used to. You know, so the time is, it is really, really important to reduce stress and financial burden for too long.
And this time of year can also be another challenge too, because people, you know, after Halloween and certainly after Thanksgiving, you know, a lot of HR departments and people are just kind of gearing down. You know what I mean?
Right. It's usually after the first of the year when they start thinking about the placements again.
So, and you know what though? A lot of these companies kind of know that, and so when they make these terminations, they might do it mid late year. And yes. And while that gives the person some time to be with their family, but it doesn't give them, you know, they have to double time it come the first of the next year.
Right.
And really pick up their pace with their interviewing and their activities.
Yeah, because it's really tough to reach anybody. December is not a great time to get anything done, especially finding a job. Right. It really starts rolling after the first of the year. So let's talk a little bit about you know, what people are going through, like first when it's not a willing exit, you know, what they're going through, some of the fears they're facing if they haven't really thought out their next move. So let's take the person who is displaced by surprise, if you will, and then let's roll to somebody who's actively thought it through and planned it, and you know, it's their decision, and then we can go and discuss some other transitions in people's life, maybe personally, that life coaching can certainly help with. So let's talk about that person who is rolling along, has a lifestyle to maintain, a family, kids in college, and the company sold, or they get the notice that they're being let go, and they haven't expected it. What kind of feelings are, you know, or is a coach going to be helping somebody sort through? What are they facing when that's an abrupt change in their life?
Oh yeah, like you said, it's almost like it can be like a grief response, you know what I mean? Particularly if the person, it's like if somebody dies all of a sudden, you really don't have time to prepare for that, right? You just kind of wake up dead, if you will. And man, that literally happens in some of these markets. One of the fiercest markets actually is radio, not of course LA talk radio, but other radios, you know, where all of a sudden you turn the station on and it's gone, you know what I mean? Or it's a completely different format. Everybody was fired. It's a new day, and it's very, very abrupt. So there are some psychological things that I think with people deal with on the grief side, but there can also be a lot of anger, just a lot of anger there,
and that sometimes takes a long time to let go of. It's not like snap your fingers. I mean, it can take, I know situations and people, it can take a couple years to let go of the resentments that you have for the reason or the person that you know, displaced you and caused this major change in your life. And you know, there are those who look at it positively and say, well, you know, it happens for a reason. You know, they have that philosophy. Even if you have have that positive outlook on life, you still have to go through the process of grieving it, of being angry, of moving on, of all the steps to get yourself back up and launched forward. And that's not an easy process to sort through on your own. And most of the time, your friends and family are not going to devote an hour at a time to help you through the process that a coach would.
Absolutely. So having that person there by your side to help guide you through that is just so important. There's another plug. This is kind of a side plug, but there are a lot of people that go through a transition like this, and then they become life coaches.
That's true.
I mean, you know what I mean?
After they experience it, right?
Yeah, I'm reminded of a friend of mine there in California who has worked in the entertainment industry, and just super fond of this woman, and you know, she's pulled 18-19 hours, you know, daunting work on these entertainment sets. I know I'm butchering the language. And you know what? She's like, maybe I should be a coach. And, you know, like we talked about creative coaches and coaches to people in the personnel in the motion picture industry or entertainment industry. So I thought, yeah, that's really good. So, you know, it's sometimes you, I don't want to say you hit a wall, but you've kind of, you know, you're in a position, you love what you do, you know you love what you do, but then there's certain things about the mechanisms of it that you just hit a wall. And so some of these folks can then take all that knowledge, skills, and abilities and translate that into consulting, but or in our case, coaching.
Coaching, right. And well, because the experience, but also the empathy they feel. A lot of people want to go out and help others, and who are going to have to walk through the same thing. So, yeah, I think it is a time of transition. And or, you know, a lot of times people will transition. Maybe they have their own business. Maybe they have a job, but they still want to support and help other people, and they start a coaching practice part time to assist in the area of transition. But nevertheless, you know, walking through a major change in your life. Usually, you know, we turn to, you know, our personal trauma team, you know, our close friends, our siblings, our spouse, our parents. You know, we have this little trauma team of people that we go to for, you know, for advice. And what ends up happening is you either keep going to the people you know are going to give you the answer you want, or you start getting all these conflicting opinions and notions, and it really confuses the shit out of you. So a coach is a different relationship. You're paying for the time, and you are working through with them what's best for you. They're not giving you answers. They're not solving the problems. They're not giving an opinion. They're asking questions, probing questions that get you to take a look at what your values are, what your priorities are, and what you really want for your life moving forward, and they help you uncover that. Whereas typically a family member or friend giving you advice is not going to do that kind of questioning. They're not going to dig at it that way. They're going to come at it from an advice angle.
Yeah, and you're right. You do get into kind of that echo chamber effect, you know, where you're hearing things either again and again, and those things may be, I don't know, truthful or realistic, or they may not. And so again, you know, having some coaching techniques in place are just amazing. Again, another individual from earlier today was kind of going on a tear. You know, they were venting and talking about some things, reviewing their progress during the year. You know, they'd had some negative relational stuff going on, and just kind of, I don't want to say bitching and complaining, but you know what I mean? We all do it.
Yeah.
I mean, I do it. We do it to each other, but I said, hey, you know, and I asked him, I said, hey, what do you want for yourself?
That's the question.
Yeah. What do you want to do for yourself? Cause you know, a lot of the stuff was in response to either a boss, a supervisor, a family member, like, hey man, what do you want to do for yourself? And so, I just think sometimes people make other people idols, or you know, if you have fear, sometimes that's just giving people a you know, more of an out of balance position. You're fearful for some reasons, you know. So a lot of people that have fear and anxiety, it's just because somehow certain people have taken an elevated role in their lives for whatever reason. But anyway, but what do you want to do for yourself? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I like that question a lot because, you know, when you get caught up in a situation that we're discussing now where you're employed and you are unwillingly let go unexpectedly, it's very easy to slide into the victim role and into that anger and what you were saying, like that bitching, moaning, groaning. And I like that question, you know, what do you want for yourself? Because blaming other people and falling into helplessness is not going to serve you in terms of moving you forward. And a lot of friends and family will jump right in on that complaining with you and listen to it and listen to you vent, but it's not going to get you from A to Z. Coaching will get you from A to Z. Coaching will help you determine what you want for yourself. Why do you want it and how do you get there? And that's going to be paramount when you're going through a situation like that. It's really like the call to action. You know, coaching is the call to action. People don't show up in a coaching session unless they're ready to move forward. And if they're not, I had a coach call me yesterday just asking my advice about a client who was in that helpless type of situation, blaming everybody and everything. And, you know, I gave her some questioning, you know, questions she could ask and ways she could get underneath it. But at the end of my conversation with her, I said, you know, you do know if she's not willing to take responsibility and move her life forward, you may have to let her go. Because there are times when coaches do have to let people go if they're not willing to take responsibility and row their own boat.
Right.
You know, so when you're displaced from a job or you're unemployed or, you know, unemployed and just divorced or some, you know, double whammy, it's time to pick up the oar and start rowing.
You know what I mean? Yeah. I mean, and that's why when this individual is like, well, you know, maybe he was put out for having to do this or put out for having to do that. It was always because of somebody else or someone else had a demand that was placed on him. I'm doing this for this reason, this for this person. Well, now, like you said, then there's that kind of external attribution. There's this victim stance. And now he's doing things not because he wants to do them. He's not taking ownership.
Right.
You know, I mean, he might be doing things, but the ownership doesn't seem, it doesn't ring true. It's not as meaningful. He's not doing it out of his own free will. I mean, you know, I mean, it's just so it is interesting. Yeah, go ahead.
What I heard you say, Bruce, is that everybody's going to have those feelings of fear, of helplessness, of anger, maybe some depression, but it's how long you stay there and. The benefit of working with a coach is that you have somebody partnered with you to move you through that and into a plan of action. Because coaching is all about solution focused, forward focused. And so it might get you up and going quicker and well worth the investment than staying in the mirror of the anger and the resentment and the victim role. Let's take a moment, Bruce, and switch over to somebody who is thinking about transitioning out of maybe employment to another position or to their own business. And what, you know, maybe that we have some listeners who are thinking, you know, I'm kind of done with this job. I don't feel any, you know, excitement anymore. There's no opportunity for me to grow. I want to move or I want to start my own business. Coaching can be unbelievably valuable to, I think, sometimes just sort of take it down a notch or two, slow you down to really ask the questions to get you really looking at it clearly and really importantly, make sure it's the right choice for you, not for your coach, not for your coworker or your spouse, but the choice that fits your values and your priorities. And sometimes the decision may end up being to stay. But maybe the decision is to leave, but more of a well thought out plan and process of leaving.
Right. Yeah, it's, and these are big decisions because, you know, where you work and how you earn your livelihood, if you will, monetarily is a big step in that hierarchy of needs. So it's very complex, and it takes on its own tone. And again, you know, boy, the pressure's always on over here, you know, in Bruce land. You know what I mean? The pressure, there's a time pressure or maybe I'll talk about this too. I've coached some cases where I put them back in the game. Does that make sense?
Yes.
They left, they took a break, and then we wait till everything is good, and they go back in
to the same company. Yes.
Right.
Yes.
Same company, maybe a different mm-hmm. sector, or whatever. But that's also a transition where somebody right. kind of comes back out, goes out to the dugout for a minute, heals up, rests up, things. Things get better, and then getting back into the action and doing it in a meaningful way. And that's also a stepwise process that yes. isn't necessarily easy. Just because you're back doesn't mean it's going to be good. And you're dealing with your own brand and possible prior brand damage and some
of the fallout
right.
uh-huh. from the previous exit. Maybe it mm-hmm. was personal reasons. Maybe it was a change in ownership or management that made you leave. But entering back into the same workforce, yeah, there may be some fallout from the exit that needs to be a little damage control, and also maybe some fear and apprehension because, you know, maybe it's a whole new beginning, and maybe you're kind of feeling like it's an good opportunity to go back to something I'm familiar with, but you're afraid it's going to be, what if the same tape plays again? You know, that kind of fear.
Exactly. And then, you know, do you fit in? Let's say you're going over to a new area for whatever reason. Do I fit in? Will I be as effective? You know, efficacy issues, you know. Man, I feel so far behind, and everybody else knows what they're doing, and I'm kind of
relearning.
Yeah, relearning. And boy, it's just, you know, I had a case like that, and I rode with the guy for 6 months on the new, on the 2.0, you know, and it was a great experience. And I was just glad just to be there to ride shotgun with him, hear his thoughts, hear his perceptions, you know, hear what some of his goals were, really kind of put those almost like to a Johari window test or whatever, just to see if how subjective or realistic those goals were, and just kind of ride with him through that process of reintegration. Just a wonderful, you know, it was a wonderful situation, and I learned so much. You know, I learned so much on every case. I know you do too, Cindy.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Fun.
I feel like I learned more than the coachee. I was just keeping
well,
my mouth
I think
shut,
that's yeah. I think that's what's so enriching yeah. about coaching mm-hmm. is, you know, you're walking along. I liked what you said. You know, you're just really walking alongside somebody, but their experience is an educational process for you. You know, I had a coaching client today. She's trained to do something completely different than what she's launching. And what she's launching is something I'm very familiar with. And that just, you know, that was literally an accident. You know, she didn't know my background when she, in the business world, when she hired me as a coach. But, you know, it's just really fascinating. And I, you know, I've asked the clarification questions. Well, what about what you did professionally, what you're educated, where are you at with that? Clearly, I'm putting it on the back burner as I launch this. And, you know, so sometimes people are going in a completely different direction than you expected them to, or maybe they even expected to. So it is a journey of education. You learn so much from your clients. And of course, when I teach, oh my gosh, you know, I learn, it's just amazing. I feel like sometimes I'm not really teaching, it's the classes teaching each other, you know, because people, there's such brilliant people coming from all walks of life into the field of coaching, and because they feel they have something to offer after their years of experience, or, you know, maybe in Hard Knocks, or their professional side of their life. So we definitely learn so much by working with each and every client. Let's talk a little bit about that person who is making a decision to leave a company, but seeking out a little coaching, the decision may be to stay. Because maybe the reason they're leaving is something that actually, with some coaching and probing, could be something that could be fixed. Maybe they need additional training. They got into fear because they don't know how to do something they're expected to do now. And instead of raising their hand and letting the teacher know, they've decided to exit. Or maybe they have a new boss that they absolutely can't get along with. And instead of going to HR and asking for another position, you know, some things are fixable on a job and they don't need an exit. Seeking a coach to clarify that could save you a ton, just literally a ton of time, energy, and money. The worst possible scenario is jumping out of a job and 6 months later having to sell your house because you can't afford it anymore. You know what I mean? That's right. Not funny. That's not funny.
No, not at all.
People that's make those kinds of decisions every day without seeking out the counsel or coaching. So I want to put that out there to anybody whose ears are ringing. We're talking about you if you're going to make a decision and leap. And of course, you know, it happens to, I mean, I've done that in, you know, in my corporate career. You know, there were times when I always keep moving forward, but I, you know, it was just a situation I decided that, you know, my happiness day to day was more important, and I made a decision to move on. But I think it's important that it's a thoughtful decision, and coaching is definitely a hand you can hold during that time.
Do you find that those kind of questions come up at so many year intervals inside of a company, or that those issues come up for possibly your clients at a certain age?
I think that's fabulous. I think it can happen anytime, anywhere. But I think as people get older, their decisions become more thoughtful. But I also think that as people age, they also know what they want and don't want. And they get a little clearer about what's tolerable and what isn't. So what's your thoughts on that, Bruce? Because that's a really interesting perspective. Is it, when does it happen? And, you know, and how does somebody at a different age handle it?
Yeah, I mean, I would think, I like what you said. I can really obviously resonate with what you said about the older you get, the more you know what you will and won't do, or what you like and don't like. You know what I mean? It gets pretty clear, or possibly it can get clear. And I know I felt that way years before my retirement with the Justice Department, right? Several years before I was retirement eligible, I had obviously lots of thoughts about what I was going to do, and actually started building my practice years before my retirement, which I'm so glad I did. So by the time I retired, it was a seamless transition.
Was very well thought through. And I guess what we're trying to say today is, you know, transitioning through these kinds of changes professionally really may benefit you if it's somewhat sudden, if you will. Whether it's by choice or not, to seek out a coach to make sure you're making the right choices. So, you know, in your case, you know, doing your business on the side, I did the same thing. And, you know, I did nutrition consulting and then layered in the coaching so that there's more of an easier transition, if you will, and knowing that, you know, that's what you want to do. But sometimes people are making decisions suddenly because of circumstances changing on a job. And those are the ones I'm a little bit kind of sending out that warning to, is, you know, think before you leap so that you don't make a choice that maybe you'll later regret. But, you know, a lot of people have different tolerance levels. I do think as you get older, you get a little bit more clear on that. But, you know, some people can do miserable better than others. I don't do miserable very well, but some people, I've known people that do it very well.
Right.
So it's just really your personality profile.
It is. And some people are more resilient than others. You know, how they perceive things means everything. You know what I mean? Perception is reality. And mm-hmm. man, if there's some sort of a flaw or distortion and perception, man, that can be
tough.
That can be a grave, yeah, a grim and grave situation. So, I just, you know, it just, the human mind is a powerful thing, and for some people it's a dangerous place, and they shouldn't go there alone.
Right, right.
For some people,
well, I mean, you know. Because what they could be perceiving or believing to be true could be totally false. And if they run it by somebody else, then they can work through that with them. Because, you know, not everything we think is, like you're saying, reality-based. And everybody hears it but you, because you're the one burning in the situation at the time.
Right.
So I think that's a very strong point. Let's flip over, Bruce, now from the professional side to what people may walk through in their personal lives, the changes they may go through, how valuable coaching can be, say if you're exiting a relationship, entering a relationship, or maybe having a major change in your life. Maybe you're going through a major loss in your life, maybe an unexpected health problem. Maybe it's you, maybe it's a family member, which sort of shakes up the whole structure, and you're a little wobbly and maybe need to be bouncing some decision making and setting an action path moving forward with a coach. And I know you come across these kinds of personal situations all the time. The people I coach, you know, whether I'm coaching them for business reasons, the personal stuff is there too. And when it's personal, business pops up. But, you know, there's a lot of change that people have to navigate through and transition through that can really be a lot softer, a lot smoother and easier if they're partnering with somebody, with a coach to help them through it.
Oh, yeah. And depending on what that life situation is, right? Like you said, if it's a relationship issue, either on-ramping or separating, a grief and loss issue, you know, which...
Maybe it's problems with children, you know.
Right.
Parenting is not always easy, and our, you know, kids go through different things, or maybe a child's diagnosed with an illness, or maybe there's a drug or alcohol issue, or, you know, a unsafe relationship that they enter. These are very, very traumatic and can throw parents off, you know, off kilter in terms of operating their day-to-day life and all their responsibilities, as well as navigating through this extra pressure in their life.
Another situation I ran into yesterday, Cindy, was I know of an individual that's a geriatric person's trained in clinical social work, but basically she's a geriatric psychiatric coach for the families. And so she went to the with the daughter and her mother, who is fairly onset Alzheimer's, you know, went to the doctor appointment, was there to kind of decipher some of the things, set up some ideas and help the child and the woman who has the Alzheimer's to set some mutual goals that satisfy not only the caretakers but also this the patient, if you will, or the grandmother, as she's you know, slowly losing more executive functioning as the months go by. So,
tough.
Wow, talk about having your foot in both pots of paint. You know what I mean?
Right.
You're trying to meet the goals of the patient who has the Alzheimer's, and you're trying to meet the goals of the family members who are the caretakers and whatnot, who have to have around the clock care. And whoo, man,
that's a big one.
Is that a pressure cooker or what, man?
Yeah. Well, it's a lot. It's a lot.
Yeah.
And, you know, people want to do the right things. They want to honor their parents. They want to be able to manage their own life, and they want to be able to combine the two. And that's a lot of, you know, moving pieces. You know, I have a client who is going to be coaching parents who are, you know, working with children with disabilities and the impact on the family and the family relationships. And, you know, this is not easy stuff. I mean, you know, not everybody has that situation to deal with in their personal life, but those Those of us who do have it know that it requires a lot of patience and a lot of research and a lot of partnering with skilled professionals to help us navigate it. So I think that this transition coaching, you know, sometimes we like to look at it as it's an occurrence in time. We get divorced, we lose a job, we lose a loved one, we have a health issue. But sometimes these transitions is really like helping us walk into the you know, through the hallway into what will be the new normal for our lives, and the transition is just that piece where we're kind of wobbly, you know, sort of indecision, and you know, which door do we open, and is this the right one, or is, you know, which one do we close, and being very thoughtful through that process, so there's as little fallout as possible.
Yeah, it's going through that journey, being with that person, going down the road, going down the path with your client, and seeing what things unveil. But every step of the way, doing it in a very, somewhat of a measured, you know, measured, aware, conscious manner,
right?
And having possibly some contingencies if there's a fork in the road or a bump in the road or whatever, and so. That's just the thing. You know, you really can't control the future, but we really can do some things in the moment, point it forward. But so that's just that. That's why this is one of the most growing professions in the country, just because of its appeal. Its appeal to who we are as human beings. You know what I mean? I think we are social by nature, and we want to help.
Right.
There are instincts for us to help one another. So
yes.
Even dudes, have. Is, you know, want to fix, you know, fix a problem, want to help other people. I know that I do too. Even in a non-nurturing moment, I'll still help somebody. So, just saying. So yeah, I think that this is.
I think
really
one
good.
Of the other things that we wanted to point out too, no matter what life situation somebody's in, no matter what transition in life they may be facing, or cycle of life, or change in life. Reaching out to a coach doesn't have to be somebody who, you know, has an office next to you or across the street or around the corner. Coaching is national. Coaching is global. And, you know, a coach, you know, we're a phone call away. Coaches can be a phone call away. You can be in New York City and I can live in Huntington Beach and we can be talking on the phone, and it can be very, very focused work. So don't hesitate to reach out to somebody you feel you connect with as you're moving through a major life change, and reach out to Bruce and I as a resource for you individually, or to help you find that right coach. I can be reached at 714-943-6206. And Bruce, you want to let them know how you can be reached?
By online at conciergecoach.net, and my phone number is 214-431-2032. And don't forget to see us on Facebook at Concierge Coaches Show. Also, we have our own little area on the latalkradio.com site. We're Channel 2 Content, Concierge Coaches Show. So hit the link for the show. We have our podcast there. If you've missed an episode, you can always catch up with us. So that's it for this week here on the Concierge Coaches Show here on LA Talk Radio. I'm Bruce Cameron along with Cindy DeFerdinand. We'll see you guys next week here, and we'll continue down the path.
Have a great week. Day. Bye-bye.
You're listening to the Concierge Coaches Show with Bruce Cameron and Cindy DeFerdinand, only on LA Talk Radio.